that you saw from Bill Walsh, because he was always trying to find, you know, bigger bodies for stopping the run, pass rushers, those type of things. And he seemed to have a great eye for that, and he had great coaches to be able to work with and get those guys to come through. You know, certainly you can see that he did a great job at right tackle, figuring out somebody on the other side of Joe Staley with Mike McGlinchey out there, and they've been able to patch up the middle of the offensive line. But no, I think that, you know, the combination of Lynch and Shanahan just seems to be very good at picking players and making the team better. I mean, you go from 2-14 to the Super Bowl, you don't see that.
Reading about Patrick Mahomes over the last few days, the moderate consensus seems to be you're in trouble no matter what, but if you want to try to slow him down, maybe the only way is tight man coverage and zero blitzes. That is certainly not what the Niners defense excels at. Do you think they may change a little bit of what they do to try to do more of the things that have disrupted Mahomes, or is the strategy just we do what we do well, hopefully it works?
No, if you try to make a total adjustment like that, it'll be a complete disaster. Because, you know, I know I was talking to Logan Ryan last week, and what Logan said in that first meeting against Patrick Mahomes, and remember, Patrick couldn't run. He's coming off a dislocated bone in his knee, and he couldn't run whatsoever. But he threw for 446 yards, and they were in man coverage for 50 plays in that game. And so it's a matter that you have to mix it up. Because, I mean, if you put him in zone, I mean, he made that one run in a zone, he can do that. And if you play man, he can also. So I think right now, it's do the best job you can on defense and mix it up, but don't necessarily change what you do, because if you do, he's going to just destroy you.
No one's got a better pulse on the Seahawks than you do. What stings more, Richard Sherman in the Super Bowl with the Niners or Frank Clark in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. Probably Frank Clark with the Chiefs, because, you know, he showed, particularly in the second half of the season, what they were missing. Now, again, they made a great trade in getting Jadeveon Clowney for a third-round pick and two backups. And, you know, he's not the sack guy, but he's one of the top seven disruptors. What they needed was the sacks, because what you saw was that they only had 28 sacks this year. And, you know, here down the stretch, I mean, in the first playoff game, I mean, what Clark had, three sacks and all that. I mean, they needed what was the 13 sacks that they got from Frank Clark, you know, in a year ago, but they didn't get it this year, and they paid a price for it. And again, this, you can appreciate this down in the Bay Area. I mean, you look at what happened last year. I mean, for San Francisco, they couldn't create turnovers, and they had problems in the secondary. And why was it? They couldn't rush the quarterback. I mean, what, the best pass rusher was Cassius Marsh, who was really not considered a great pass rusher. Now, you see this year, only 28 sacks. They didn't get the interceptions that you would think, you know, particularly the cornerbacks, and the cornerbacks had trouble. So I think that the importance of trying to get that pass rush together, you know, came out for the 49ers, and now is a missing element here in Seattle.
Is there anything that you think will be a dramatic surprise on game day, tactically, for either team? Or is because I sort of think that unlike most Super Bowls, these are two teams that are absolutely convinced that they're better. And because there seem to be such contrasting styles, that there doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence to suggest otherwise. So is either team likely to pull out something genuinely unique to them? Or is this just going to be, we do what we do better than you do what you do?
Now, I think it would come more from the defensive side of Kansas City and what Steve Spagnuolo can do, because, I mean, you can see he's such an upgrade from Bob Sutton, who no longer was there. He was, you know, let go at the end of the last season. And Spagnuolo is still figuring out what he has and what he can do with his defensive players. And now with that extra week, I'm just going to be curious to see, you know, what he can try to do to slow down the run. Because you saw it in the game on Sunday. They made adjustments as the game went on. And after, you know, giving up pretty good yards to Derrick Henry in the first half, they pretty well shut him down totally in the second half. And so I think he's the X element of this game, you know, the one that probably can come up with something a little bit. Because, you know, Robert Saleh, I think, still wants to stay with the base defense that's worked for him all year. Maybe they'll do a little bit more wide nine and get pressure on the quarterback and stuff like that. But I think the X element right now, and the one that can come up with a surprise, is Steve Spagnuolo on defense.
John, always appreciate your time and your knowledge. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.